Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. Today I'm proud to announce a new adventure called Quantum Healing. Gerald T. Farley will be my regular, co-host on this one. And today we're blessed by being visited by Michael and Diane Duncan. Greetings and welcome. How are you, Gerald?
Gerald is great.
Glad to hear it. Michael and Diane, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. Thank you, Hercules. Michael has to work till 6, but he's coming right on. We live really close to his work. So
okay.
He'll be here soon.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. I guess we'll start with establishing some basics before we get into deeper discussion. Now, Gerald, you're very attuned to Orion. Is that correct?
Yes, that's part of the process.
Now,
actually, it's all the extraterrestrials. Everyone who's here helping us.
Okay, but we'll,
so as far as the connection to Orion is concerned, that would be the light beings, those who are involved with the light. Yes, we are in tune with them.
Now, what is your best understanding of the Orion? I know Orion through many different paths I've walked and I continue to walk over the years. So I just want to get a clear understanding of Orion, the Orion that you're attuned to, I guess.
Oh, no problem. What I can do is start with the entity who was a life carrier
okay.
through the Arantia revelation, and just a few short paragraphs on how he sees our planet, and thereby our therewith our project as well. So it's life carrier Orion, and he's talking about Urantia's uniqueness, and I found this very interesting. I believe I might have shared it with you once before, but it's so interesting, it's okay. So Orion, according to Orion, uniqueness is one of the most evident features of God's creation. He does not either duplicate functions or beings. In him, there is no shortage of creativity, making every unit of his creation a totally distinctive one. As every
now,
creature, go ahead.
No, go
jump
ahead.
In anytime. I was telling Diane the same thing. Anytime there's a question, I'll consider it someone calling in with a question. So I'll pause briefly after each paragraph, and please feel free at any point to make this a discussion.
Okay, no, keep going.
As every creature in his universes is unique, so are the many worlds and types of life on each inhabited planet of the local universe. It is not only the existence of a planet that makes it unique, but also its development and history make it like no other in creation. Among the several unique aspects of Urantia, our planet, which many call Gaia, Earth. Perhaps let us show you some of the more interesting ones. Urantia is a decimal planet. The appearance of life on a planet is a programmatic process of life development sponsored by the life carriers. later brought to a particular planet ripe to support life. Now, this pertains to every planet in creation. That is the norm. But Urantia, the 606th planet of this system, to have life implantation, was designated a decimal planet, the 60th, on which life carriers could experiment to improve the original life patterns. Accordingly, no life was imported onto Urantia. Rather, it was formulated here, specifically for this planet. This adventure, even though consummated according to proven scientific, technological, and spiritual means and methods, was nonetheless experimental, therefore with larger margins for viable unpredictability.
So basically, does the Urantia book designate Orion as a life bringer, or is this something that you saw because of your wider theosophical studies and your personal experience?
The latter.
Okay.
Understood. Okay.
No
problem.
So that's the connection with the Urantia book. You're also well-versed in theosophy, and in theosophy, Orion is considered one of the Elohim, or one of the creators. Is that part of your understanding of Orion?
Well, absolutely. The Elohim mostly in the literature that I've read are considered angels or archangels, and Mother Spirit, Nabedonia, the creative mate to Christ Michael, his partner, is the mother of the Elohim in this particular universe. And each creative mother and creator son creates their own offspring. So the Elohim are everywhere. And we just mostly deal with the ones here in our universe of Nabaddon.
Okay, understood. I'm going to jump to Diane now. Diane, can you expand upon that that understanding so far with your understandings and your revelations?
Well, ours has been a series of events, actually. I was a pretty normal girl before we got the Urantia book. And I have to say, pretty normal. I mean, I did talk to my angels, but I certainly didn't get into anything like this. I had a series of events that really led us to what we're exploring now with Gerald. And I think what we're exploring is the coming of the age of Aquarius and the coming of light and life. And we first were introduced to the Father, the local universe Father and Mother that Gerald's talking about, in 2013, December 19th. It was right before Christmas, pretty much. And I was just in my bedroom. I know I've told you guys the story where my right eye went dark and my left eye, I saw the Father. And he had the rays around him, and it was very beautiful. There was a zigzag between my brain, so I feel that somehow one part of my brain was kind of dark, and the other part was opened up to the side of him. And then a few minutes later, I was taken to Wadsworth Mansion in Connecticut, and I spent about 2.5 hours with him. After that, in 2015, in August, I had a vision of him out in the swimming pool. I was in the pool on a lounge, my lounge chair, and the Father appeared with Hera, the local universe mother, and with the Infinite Mother, who is third source and center in the Urantia book, and they wanted me to take them into my home. And so I got out of the pool and took them into the house through the front door, around the back and up. And then they told me they wanted me to allow them to all come and visit, and they wanted to do team meetings. And then if we go a little further on, we found out that Maitreya, who we had been involved with Maitreya Great Tao, came to our home after Krem died in England, and they wanted to make our home a temple. Now, it had been originally in Taiwan legally, but the Celestials wanted to have team meetings here because they wanted to prepare us for a magisterial mission, which began March 20th, 2017. Maitreya came and gave us messages, and I think we're on about our 39th Maitreya message now.
Wow.
Actually.
Yeah.
But the idea and what Gerald and I are talking about is this magisterial mission is supposed to last for 50 years to prepare people for what Gerald and I think is this enlightenment age that the Father and Mother are going to bring about with Maitreya under Gabriel and Aphrodite in the worldwide religion of love. But this has to have, you know, if you read the Urantia book, it says you've got to have a temple at the capital here. I'm just going to read this paragraph if Gerald doesn't mind. It's from the Urantia book, paper 55. It says, the presence of a Urantia temple at the capital of an inhabited world is the certificate of the admission of such a sphere to the settled ages of light and life. This event, signalizing the dawn of the era of light and life, is always honored by the personal presence, of the paradise bestowal sun of that planet. Urantia book, paper 55. Now, we feel by them coming here and the Infinite Mother setting up a communication system in the great room where they would originally started coming, and also building a temple in our backyard, that this is that temple, or it could be. It just seems like that we've set up that Urantia temple right in the backyard of our home. The universe father made his presence to me. Mm-hmm. What?
I was drawn to it like a magnet.
Well, you did a video right out there this year, too. We had you outside, showed you the diameter of the temple. It's not that large, Hercules and Gerald, as Gerald knows. It's only about 12 by 12. But
still, it's large enough.
Yeah, to be for the local universe father and for his father, the universal father. Now, I don't know. Gerald came out to our home three times. I don't know if he was drawn by that temple, but I think so. And I think that this part of what is the requirement has been achieved because the Father has come so many times to our home. We have 110 videos up. And a lot of them, the local universe father has been at, and also Maitreya. Of course, he's been at a lot more than just 39, but those were his personal messages. So I guess the point that I'm making is we're trying to make our home acceptable for them. I'm told that they're working on our outside patio, which is almost 400 square feet, all the time. And that's up right outside the great room where they come. And it's up above the garage. So in every way and in every room, and I can go through it later, each room we're trying to dedicate one room to a different celestial. And hopefully this is the home, this is the planetary headquarters, and Gerald and I, we want to get people to start thinking about that this is a headquarters. We want to make Christ schools here and other places that we can find, and that's where we're kind of working together to get this started,
like,
the Christ Schools.
Okay,
and
we're
I'd
going
like
to get
tag
to the Christ Schools. Okay, sure, tag on.
I'd like to tag on to that just for a moment.
Sure.
By saying that light and life is the key term here. It's a state of being that Diane is talking about, that we're on the very precipice of entering, the very cusp of entering. My information on entering there comes from the Melchizedek teachers and guides, and that's from ongoing revelation coming through the teaching mission, the magisterial mission, which I, for me and my research, has started in the early 2000s with the magisterial mission. And the teaching mission actually has been ongoing, depending on who you're listening to, since Jesus Christ was here. And then there's also the correcting time mission. So the Melchizedeks have the teachers and are the teachers and guides for the ones for the universe of Nebadon have been very busy since about the mid-80s of the last century in getting information to us about how they want to see us approach light and life. And so that is the total reason for putting together, I mean, really cementing together Christ Michael Schools, Quantum Healing Centers, Offices of Peace and Community Gardens, all of this surrounded by community. And Diane is absolutely correct. It's going to be, it's a humanitarian project that is with Simon Parks. I mentioned him the last time, and several others, but I think Simon is the one who's closest to the Nasara-Chasara funding that is coming imminently, so we can get these schools started. And there are many, many other people who are involved at my end of it who have smaller projects that are all parts of the larger one. And they'll be different for every location. It just depends on what the culture is about and what they're looking for. It will be tailored for each specific area where it opens, kind of like what Orion was saying about each and every planet being unique. So that's what's going to happen throughout the world eventually. So what we're trying to do is to set a very solid and a foundation that is in complete integrity. Well, I'll yield at that point, but I'd like to go on reading about the meat of what the Melchizedeks gave us, so that all of your listeners will have an idea.
I'm trying to put everything in context so I can wrap my mind around it better. With Michael and Dan, we had a long time to do this, many conversations. So. But I just want to understand, celestially where this is coming from and how it fits into things. So I have a lot of questions, and I know our listeners who are not familiar with the Urantia book or theosophy, you know, might have even more questions. So I'm trying to keep them in mind as we proceed. So Orion, the life giver, is he's considered an Elohim by the Neo-Theosophists. Astro-mythologically, he's, of course, a constellation. He was a giant who lived upon the Earth during mythical times, and his mythology is reflected in the night sky. And in many of the UFO spiritualities, Orion has the highest teachers, and also it has space tyrants of a lower vibration. And the literature is full of the Orion Empire. There's a lot of information spiritually about Orion in a lot of different disciplines, but he's coming to this project as a life giver.
All right, guys.
Okay, hi, life, Michael. How are you?
Life carrier.
Life carrier.
Because the only life giver is Mother Spirit Nebedonia in this universe.
Yeah,
through third source and center. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I wanted to say hi, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt here. I just got home. And it sounds so exciting. I just couldn't wait to get into the conversation. It's so amazing. I just want to just about Orion really quickly, because you're talking about Orion. It's really funny. One of my coworkers, we were talking about certain, conspiracies that we've come across and that humanity's come across, especially in the last, 50, 60 years or so. And we were actually talking about how there are documentaries where they think that the position of the pyramids of Giza were arranged according to Orion's belt. Two main. We'll say it again.
Absolutely, and many more than Giza pyramids all over the Earth, even the ones that they're just discovering now, are all aligned with along the grids with Giza.
Yeah, right. So we were really talking about that and how they really looked to the stars, for something bigger than the human experience, and I we feel like they're reaching down now more than ever. During this, what we call the magisterial mission, begun by Lord Maitreya on March 20th, 2017, and of course there are many aspects to what's going on, of course, with the celestials and humanity at this time. But we're also getting too, Gerald, in our research and in our work, that the Melchizedeks will play a vital role. And Diane will tell you a little bit about that, go ahead with
what we talked about was I'll just start going through what the proposal is about for Christ Michael Schools and the healing centers and offices of peace and community gardens and the community. So what I'll do is pause after each paragraph as I'm reading, just to give folks, Hercules, just to give your listeners something that they can understand, because I've spent a lot of time with us putting it together.
Okay.
And so it starts with creating resilience in times of extremes. Everything is different now. A convergence of extreme conditions unlike anything known in the history of humankind on this planet is upon us. It is because now is different that the human thinking of the past, very important point here. It is because now is different that the human thinking of the past cannot possibly solve the present problems we are now facing. Nature provides a time and a means for every crisis to be turned into a transformation. When simply surviving the extremes in the world can be turned into a thriving way of life. That time is a turning point. A turning point emerges when a new life force of discovery, facts, or an experience changes the way we address our course of events. The quality of life gets better, and resilience is a key factor. The only things breaking down in our lives right now are ways of living and thinking that we are discovering to be no longer sustainable. Personal resilience and perseverance enables us to make room for quantum shifts in our lives, and it is our greatest ally in our time of extremes. We already have new solutions that those of us who have been paying attention and doing our fact-checking realize are now available for those of us who know how to put them into humanity's life stream in completely sustainable practices. And the last, finally, the biggest crisis is the most difficult to accept. The single factor that lies between the potential crisis and potential transformation is what has eluded most human scientists, politicians, and religious leaders alike. It is a crisis in our way of thinking. It is a long, lonely journey for those who are beginning to cognize heart-mind unity consciousness. And that would be the difference between third-dimensional thinking and separation, fear-based, egoic conditioning, and unity consciousness, fifth dimension and beyond thinking that is pure harmony with Creator Source. So that consciousness, heart-mind unity consciousness, and awareness in every moment in which we are all connected as one consciousness. And that means where we go one, we go all. So instead of focusing on judgment, blame, or right and wrong, we begin looking only for the very best that each of us can put forth in selfless service as we strive to begin thinking like universal citizens. And then we go into the Melchizedek teachers and guides, but please feel free to enter
in. Gerald, I just had a comment. You know, you said to jump in. I'm almost to the point where I think people, and I don't mean to be egotistical about this, but I think people almost need to do what I'm doing. I'm really serious. In other words, when something comes up and I need to have an answer for it, I don't really go to the news, and I don't really go to the radio, and I don't go to the TV. Of course, I don't have cable, so I can't. But but what I do is I go within. And, you know, people, I think, at this time in this crisis in this world, what I'm doing is what everybody really needs to do. In other words, if I feel like, you know, well, what vitamins do I need to take today? I go within and ask them. If I want to know, well, you know, what is going to happen in this situation with the Ukraine, I go within and I ask them. I, after all these years, I can trust them so thoroughly. But I'm telling you, people need to do this. They need to go within. and find God within themselves and get these answers, because the answers are not going to be completely forthcoming in the outside world. And right now we need that real truth more than ever. And this is,
you know,
I really hate to tell
what
people
you're saying
this, but
is so valid, especially the part about not being egotistical, because the ego only operates based on what's outside of us. Those are all the mirrors for us, and the ego utilizes that part. So we have to go into what I call our heart, mind, consciousness, and creator source, because we all have that within us. That's where the answers are, because that's all unity consciousness.
Yes. Now, I know that it seems silly to people when I have friends and I tell them, well, you know, I ask about everything. I mean, if I fall and I trip and I ask my inner self, did I break a bone? Do I have just a bruise or is there a fracture? In any question that I have, I go within. And that's why I don't go to doctors. I know how important they are. But I go within and I get the right answer. People need to seek God. That thing of going within your heart, mind, and your consciousness that's within you, that's really where your newspaper is, and that's where your radio program is and news. Here's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to add my 2 cents, Hercules and Gerald, that you're talking about the heart, mind, consciousness, and I just think it's pretty amazing how Gerald has, come into our sphere of consciousness. I mean, you know, like real reality consciousness here in our lives and in our home. Because he was talking about Maitreya. He's a Urantia book reader, Urantia book student for many years, and so are we. We were sending some things out to our Urantia book friends and Urantia book community. We were talking about Lord Maitreya and this magisterial mission. And Gerald picked up on that, and he contacted us because he, too, has been receiving some messages from Maitreya. And there's a lot of synchrodestiny here, like Deepak Chopra's term. And the heart-mind consciousness is an interesting concept because we're told that there is a new worldwide religion of love happening at this time that has already begun, and it is sponsored. It is being, it is being given and shared, and you know they're working with us on it. The two that are in charge, of course, they're under Zeus and Hera, local universe father and mother in the Urantia book, but Gabriel is going to help bring more truth, more divine truth, more real truth to the people's minds, to that inward mind. Okay, that's the mind of the heart mind, and Aphrodite, Lady Mother Venus, is going to be opening our hearts inwardly to help us receive more divine love, and that's the heart. So we have a heart mind consciousness focus with our new worldwide religion of love we're talking about. Of course, it's a personal religion. It's a personal experience with the gods and the celestials being sponsored
by... Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what,
Michael? Gabriel and Aphrodite.
Guess what the Melchizedek teachers and guides on light and life open up with? Exactly the same thing. That's why I love how we're all connected, because everything you just said... If you're okay with it, Hercules, I can read the opening paragraph, and you'll see what I mean from the Melchizedek teachers and guides. Love is the only way. We choose to not underestimate the power of love. We were made by a power of love, and our lives were meant to be lived in that love. That is why we are here. Ultimately, the source of love is our Creator. There is power in love to enable us to heal when nothing else can. And that's why what Diane is saying is so right on. Everything is within the heart, mind, consciousness, and Creator Source. So when nothing else can heal us, love has the power to change our world. And I firmly believe that.
It is. It is love. And it's also, I wanted to share something that we started to share a little bit in our last conversation that we had, was that we have, you know, because Hercules, you were asking us about what we would like to focus on in the new year.
Yeah.
with our platforms and our radio programs. We feel that love is absolutely vital. Truth is absolutely vital. And one of our new focuses is going to be on lifestyle as well. A lifestyle to go along with what we're seeking inwardly, what we want to envision for our lives and for humanity going forward in this time of more love and more truth. We call it the light and life lifestyle, how to become a Christ in the 21st century. We would like to share some of our ideas about how others can, you know, they can receive more divine love, more truth, but also take the steps to become more Christ-like. And you know, with the Christ schools that Gerald is talking about and the curriculum and the values, the meanings and values behind the Christ schools will be so important for this new shift in humanity. So we're really, really excited. And we just wanted to say one thing, Gerald, really quickly, because we had a celestial team meeting the other day, and they wanted us to convey this message. It was New Year's Day. They wanted us to convey this message to you, Gerald, and to everybody as soon as possible. That, and this is from Father Diamond. This is a gentleman who's a Buddha. He's a Buddha up there somewhere. We're not sure. Not in this solar system. Maybe within the local universe, perhaps.
No. Three away.
Okay, three local universes away. And he wanted us to tell you, Gerald, that he is under Maitreya. He's working under Lord Maitreya, and he's working under Gabriel. He's working under Zeus and Hera, but that he is the director, maybe one, maybe the, I'm not sure, but the director of the Christ Michael schools, and he
Wonderful.
Is in charge. He's in charge right now. His name's Father Diamond. And he is saying that the Christ schools are already in existence, probably
right.
on a more etheric level or higher level, but that his consort, Mother Ruby, will also assist in the Christ schools, in that she will work with the female aspect of the Christs. And that what they would like to establish, just to sum up really quickly, what they'd like to establish is the Christ family, as opposed to Christs or Buddhas or Melchizedeks going out to different planets, different local universes, different situations to spread their Christ knowledge, to uplift. They want to start a new program called the Christ family, where the family is the focus, not just the singular, like, avatar or Messiah or Christ, but that they are part of a family of Christs, showing how Christ and God and celestials can work through the family unit, you know, because the Urantia book, one of the cornerstones of the Urantia book says that civilization is based upon that structure, you know, that family structure. The children learn
right.
the parents teach, so on and so forth. So we wanted you to know that Father Diamond's already working with the Christ Schools and Mother Ruby, and that there are over 200 couples right now that are working in the Christ Schools to become these Christ families that will be sent out to do their Christ ministry.
Wonderful. That's so beautiful. So I've long known, with having many families and 11 children, just this time around, family is our most powerful structure as humans, bar none. Mm-hmm. So I'm so thankful to hear what you're saying, and Father Diamond and Ruby and the Christ Schools. So everywhere I want to go with this, it's I'm going to continue, because reading what the Melchizedek teachers and guides are talking about, preparing us for light and life, because that's exactly what's happening as far as I can see with what Father Diamond and Ruby are doing as well, and the other celestials that you mentioned. So think and imagine a world where love is the way. Imagine our homes and what our families will become when love is the way. Imagine neighborhoods and communities where love is the way. Imagine governments and nations where love is the way. Imagine business and commerce where love is the way. When love is the way, then no child will go to bed hungry ever again. When love is the way, poverty will become history. When love is the way, the earth will be a true sanctuary. When love is the way, we will engage in war no more. When love is the way, we will treat each other like we are family. When love is the way, we will know that our Creator is the source of all of us, and that we are brothers and sisters, children of our Creator. My brothers and sisters, that is a new heaven, a new earth, a new world, a new human family. We propose a dynamic, individual, spiritual learning format that is shared by virtue of its truth, that there is one all-loving and all-merciful Creator. No matter how many forms he, she, or it is identified by or as by humanity, and we are all one as absolutely equal brothers and sisters, no matter how we choose to manifest our own unique cellular learning experiences during our mortal creature lifetime on this planet.
Very, very lofty and profound. I like the fact that basically all of you are working on a way of systematizing this and teaching people how they could live more spiritual lives, attuned to creation and the Creator.
Thank you, Hercules. That's beautiful. And the truth is, there is one way that is... It could even be looked at by any of your listeners as truly as a shortcut, and it's called exemplification. That's how, in my experience of Michael and Diane and Alex, and myself with them, we live our lives as Christ's. We are constantly asking, what would the Christ do in this situation, for any situation? And Diana's given the one of the most profound answers so far, and that's, we go within. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Into the heart mind.
Now, Diana, I'm going to ask you, because you suggested this and you introduced it into tonight's conversation, but a lot of people don't have a lot of experience with going within. And until you're able to quiet your mind and differentiate your own inner voices from those that come from a higher place, how would you suggest that people listen to the higher whisper from within?
Well, you know, I've been doing this since I was a child because my father gave this idea to me. Now, actually, my father started with a pendulum, to be honest with you, but he wasn't able to do the pendulum. And so he gave me the idea, well, then you just ask. Go within and just ask yourself. And so that's what I did as a little girl growing up with my father's supervision, although he really wasn't able to do it. But I seem to be able to. In other words, why don't I go to doctors? Because I ask myself, you know, do I need this? Do I need that? How am I now? What's going on? And I ask every day. I'm a terrible, terrible person in the respect that I have so many questions. Once I figured out that they would give me the answers that were true, I bombard them with questions every day of my life, Hercules.
As well, you should. There's no other way to clarify understanding and to clear vision than to ask questions. That's why I'm asking questions today. I'm trying to gain a better understanding.
But that is what my father did. He began searching for books on the pendulum and things like that. Now, he even made a pendulum for himself, and he still couldn't get it to work. So he thought that it would be better for me to just do what I've told you. I talk to them. If you want to know what I do, I talk to them. I go in our new chapel of tomorrow, where we just have four, just Zeus and Hera and Gabriel and Aphrodite, in that temple, that chapel. And I just talk to them. I ask them. And then what I receive, like you're saying, well, how do we know if this is just our mind or whatever? Well, it has been through many, many decades of knowing and trusting. And
right.
What they say, and then finding out if that happens. That one time, and I know we don't have much time, but that one time where they woke me up from an early morning sleep, March this year, and Gerald knows about it. We even showed him the big hole the truck made, and they told me, they said, you've got to go and take Alex to school, but then bring him home because, you know, it's going to be very, very dangerous. And, of course, we went and picked him up, and as soon as we did, we saw the truck coming around, and he crashed into the cement wall across the street from the school, went up in the air, flipped over upside down, and landed. The truck landed upside down. My child would probably have either seen it or been very close or killed. So I think it's a process of trusting over many years, and I'm sorry people don't have the years right now, but you have to go within. You have to talk to them. Talking is... Well, now, last night, there were five celestials talking to me in the bedroom. I mean, they talk. They really do. So that's all I can suggest right now.
Well, I want to tag something onto that. I have used the pendulum successfully for years, and I completely let it go just to go within my heart, mind, consciousness, which to me is far more satisfying.
Mm.
And the pendulum worked for me. So I still would say to anyone, whether it's Tao Te Ching, whatever format you might be using or trying to get into any kind of meditation like you mentioned earlier. Hercules, it's, you know, quieting the mind and all of that. That's very difficult for a lot of people, and it takes a long time. And there are ways to, rather than quiet the mind, to just say, okay, because we know that it's an egoic construct, and it's just distracting us from reality, from connecting with the real, whatever anybody calls that inner self that we want to connect to, where Diana's saying that's where the truth is. Well, we all know that here, the four of us, and you feel it. It's palpable. So I just say, for in my experience, don't fight anything. Just allow it in. Rumi. Everybody know Rumi?
Yeah, the poet?
Yes,
oh,
the poet.
Of course. Oh, of course.
He just came in with a guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor, and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out, or she may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Rumi.
That's beautiful. And on that note, since we're running out of time, we did have people respond to the questions that we started to answer last time here in our conversations, primarily what I'm calling now the Venus Project, because it's dedicated to Aphrodite Urania, the heavenly Aphrodite. I put out a question, how can we create a more loving world and live more loving lives? And we had answers to that on the post, including one from Anya Schaefer. Anya is a Venusian teacher. I've interviewed her before, and she quoted Amnik Anik, who is another incarnate Venusian. She had said, replace judgment and criticism with love and acceptance. And Anya told me of other Venusians who are active on the planet. So we're eventually going to get them into our conversation. So the conversation is growing, and it will continue to grow.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
That's
Thank
great.
You, Hercules.
Thank
you.
And astromythologically and theosophically also, Orion works with the current of love as well in a lot of the theosophic configurations. He's the Elohim of love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
And we have enough time for everybody to share their contact information, and we'll go to our guests first, Michael and Diane Duncan.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Hercules. And Gerald, thank you so much. We appreciate your graciousness and your willingness to, you know, hear what we have to say. We have a ministry also, as others do. I think there's a real synchrodestiny, though, going on with all of our different ministries, definitely. But, yeah, we have our celestial team meetings that we have, as well as our albums. We have song albums that are inspired by the Urantia book. We have artwork, and we have some wonderful interviews with our great friend Hercules on our YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel is Michael and Diane Duncan. That's Michael and Diane with two N's, D-U-N-K-I-N. We have over 114 videos for you to check out. and tells about our message, tells about the it tells about the magisterial mission, the worldwide religion of love, a lot of things. We have 5 albums on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Just search Reverend Michael Duncan for those. Our personal email is michaelduncan1, that's D-U-N-K-I-N, michaelduncan1@hotmail.com.
Thank you so very much. And Gerald, how can people find you and follow your path?
Okay, the best way to follow my path, as well as Michael and Diane's and yours, Hercules, is this venue right here, insofar as the Christ Michael Schools, Healing, Quantum Healing Centers, Offices of Peace, and Community Gardens. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for allowing us to come forth through your broadcast. And my phone number, I'm always here. It's a landline, so don't text. It's 503. It's 503-385-8480. And my email is G-E-R-A-L-D, Gerald, T as in Thomas, Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y. And the F, A-R-L-E-Y, is for family.
Awesome. And I had a question to ask before we close. You had mentioned a name, a resource, but I didn't catch it both times. Is Simon Hawk, or is that the person?
His name is Simon, S-I-M-O-N, Parks.
Oh, Simon Parks.
P-A-R-K-E-S. And he has connecting consciousness sites all over the world, he and his wife, Becky.
Parks, P-A-R-K-E-S, right?
Correct.
Okay, I will look him up after today's show. I want to thank you. This is a great start. This conversation will be continuous and continuing, so I'm looking forward to that. And I can think of no better way to end today's show, though we won't hear the whole thing, than with Michael's God Bless the World.
Yes.
And thank you, Hercules, and thank you, Gerald.
And thank you, Michael and Diane. Thanks to you all, and thanks to all our listeners, whether you called in and are waiting in our queue, whether you clicked on a link and found yourselves here, whether you'll be checking us out later on demand or on Michael's channel on YouTube. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys, amazing adventures, and a healthy and happy new year. Good night, everybody.
God bless everyone.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
God bless
the
world.
Take care.
God bless the world. 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 God bless the world.
May God bless us all.
God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world.
Dear Lord, shine your face upon us and bless us, every one of us.
God bless the world.